When my friends and I hike in the mountains around Park City, we often get into some rather heavy discussions, and the topic of euthanasia has come up more than once. The idea of assisted suicide is a complicated emotional issue, which author JoJo Moyes addresses in her best-selling breakout novel, Me Before You. The main characters are Lou, an ordinary British girl living an ordinary, if not mundane, life, and Will, formerly a world-traveling extreme athlete, corporate raider, and playboy from a wealthy family, who, following an accident, is a quadriplegic with no chance of recovery. Lou takes a job as Will's caregiver and succeeds where so many others have failed, in breaking through the gloom and doom of his existence and sparking new life and energy where before there was none. In time, Lou discovers that the clock is ticking on a promise Will's parents have made with him to arrange for assisted suicide. At first, she's horrified, but her growing fondness for Will and her determination to change his mind dominate her life and impact every aspect of her world. Interactions with her sister and parents, her relationship with her boyfriend, and her desires for the future are all transformed and, in some cases, irrevocably changed. I very much simplified my summary of the characters and the issues which arise throughout the novel. Even though the ending was somewhat predictable, the events leading me there were not. Every complex character and their actions added to the depth of the theme. So many issues, moral, emotional, financial, legal, ethical. I had a feeling it would lend itself to a great discussion with my book group, and I wasn't disappointed. I'd like to end with this quote from the introduction. As inspiring as it is heartbreaking, Me Before You is a captivating tale of two people whose improbable romance sets them both free. In case you're curious, the Swiss facility mentioned in the story is a real place called Dignitas, founded in 1998 and located in Zurich. They have assisted in over 1,000 suicides. A large number of the clients are not Swiss, so the process has earned the name suicide tourism. There have been calls to ban the practice, especially for non-residents, but in a 2011 referendum, out of more than 278,000 ballots cast, the initiative to ban assisted suicide was rejected by 85%. Me Before You can be found in the Park City Library. This is Barbara Bretz, friend of the Park City Library.